Hello, the Bull. Is this Clint Black?
Is this Pat Dubois?
It certainly is. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling great. This has been a lifelong dream to chat with you. So I really appreciate you making the time.
Oh man, that's my pleasure.
Well, I know we only got 5 minutes, so we'll I'll just get into this here. Clint, I know you're bringing the Killin' Time 35th anniversary tour to Saskatoon. We're so excited, and playing the album in its entirety is not only a dream come true for fans, but also like young me, because one of the things about growing up in that the last of the album generation was, you know, you'd listen to the full album and you'd always be a bit of a bummer sometimes because the artist wouldn't necessarily play every song that you wanted to hear that were your favorites. This is obviously going to help kind of remedy that a bit. What inspired you to take this unique approach with this tour?
Well, it wasn't my idea. I'd like to take credit for it, but it was actually my bass player, Jake Willemane, who played the bass parts on that album and has been with me for all these years. He thought of it a few years back, and I think when we were at about 30 years, and the idea leaked out to my manager and the marketing team, and they all came at me. Yes, you have to do this. And I didn't know if people would want to hear all of the songs, and we've been doing it, so and it's been working. And it's been fun to sing some of these songs that I haven't sung in 30 years. You're Gonna Leave Me Again and Winding Down. You know, I haven't done those in forever.
Well, it's just such a great concept, too, because when you have such an iconic, career-defining album that your fans love so much, and then you're still going to give kind of the greatest hits and stuff at the end, it is really the definition of the best of both worlds. And I hope more artists follow suit, because this is a really cool idea.
Well, we're trying to get the proof of concept, and so far, so good.
Well, I know we can't wait to see you here. A couple more questions really quick. You've had one heck of a journey, obviously, over the last 30-plus years in country music, helping define the genre. It's probably an impossible question, but are there any moments or a moment that stands out as kind of the defining point in your career?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is getting on The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was still there. You know, when we were growing up, you know, and dreaming of making it in the music business, that was the show. By the time I got there, there were so many other shows that could help you, but that was still the pinnacle of TV for me, and I got to do it twice while he was still there, and I got a great compliment from him. He said I had a falsetto you could throw a cat through. Still trying to find that one in the dictionary. It was a big moment, and also doing the Bob Hope specials. You know, those are just things that I grew up with, you know, in my earliest memories of childhood. So those were the sort of, oh, you've made it now type of things where you think now, you know, I've hit the big time.
You stand up on that stage, you look at the crowd, and time almost stops for a couple of seconds, I imagine.
No, it just, you wouldn't believe how fast 3 minutes goes by. It's just like there's so much adrenaline it's over in a flash.
It's in the blink of an eye. Well, I know, too, that, you know, obviously, like, the main focus right now is the tour. You have so many amazing stops to get through after kicking things off at the Ryman. But I always like to look and see kind of what's happening in an artist's head as we move further ahead. Anything you can give us after the tour is done? Are you thinking of maybe releasing more music? I know country's in its, what are they calling it now? It's pop star era. So, like, a Post Malone collaboration. He's seemingly wanting to work with country artists, and a legend like yourself would probably be a huge thing for him.
Well, thanks. I have actually been talking to a few friends about collaborating on at least some songwriting, if not recording things together. I've done a little bit of that already, and it's been fruitful. So, you know, for me, it's just a matter of how do I do everything I'm doing and make a record, because I get consumed by it. You know, I do all of the producing and some of the engineering, and it ends up where I can't sleep more than 5 hours and the radio in my head comes back on and makes me get up. So it's sort of a torture of joy where it's so much fun to make a record that I'm exhausted by it.
You just have to kind of learn, you have to figure out ways of scheduling all this really fun and fulfilling stuff, I guess.
Yeah. How do I get more fun in?
Well, I know folks here in Saskatoon are anxiously awaiting you coming here with the tour. That's their definition of fun. So, Clint, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with me today. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
You as well. Take care.
Bye.